Hustle and Faith, this podcast is dedicated to helping you find your trail to a happier, healthier you by discussing topics like self-improvement, business, health and beauty, and random thoughts about life from a Christian perspective. I'm your host, Tasha Johnson. Are you enjoying the Hustle and Faith podcast? Regardless of where you listen to Hustle and Faith, if you love this show, please leave us a review at ratethispodcast.com/hustleandfaith. Again, that's ratethispodcast.com/hustleandfaith. Doing so will help others to discover this show. Thanks again for your support. It is very much appreciated. Are you ready to break free from the worker bee mentality? Life is way too short to learn everything the hard way. Why not take a shortcut and use Starring You services to help start your side hustle? Starring You is proud to offer the following services: marketing consulting, podcast research, content marketing, course creation, and voiceover work. Starring You services will help you acquire the skills you need to break free from the hive. Just a quick heads up, I'll be taking a break for the entire month of August. I need more time to write my book, How to Live an Extraordinary Life with or Without Mr. Right, a Christian woman's guide on how to survive and thrive on Single Avenue. Don't worry, I'm not going to leave you hanging. On purpose, I'm sharing 4 episodes I created back in 2018. Trust me. The audio alone is a gigantic hint that these are earlier episodes. What I want you to keep in mind and focus on when you listen to these episodes is that you have to start from somewhere. I'm so glad I kept going and growing. Enough rambling from me, on with the show. Welcome to Hustle and Faith. I'm your host, Tasha Johnson. How many of us have a 9-to-5? I've got my hand raised. Now, how many of us love working at our 9-to-5? If I were to take a guess, I'm sure a lot of folks probably put their hands down or are probably shaking their heads in disagreement. There's a Spanish phrase that goes like this: Trabajo para vivir, no vivo para trabajar. Which means I work to live, not live to work, which is a mentality that many of us share. Unfortunately, very few people are working in their dream jobs. Now, there are a variety of reasons why this may be the case, but you still have the opportunity to bloom where you are planted. So let's take a look at some of the lessons that we can learn while we're working at a 9-to-5. 1, it's an opportunity for God to strengthen us. When you don't work in your own business, you don't have the luxury of choosing your projects or who you work with. I know this sounds crazy, but I learned so many lessons from working on the jobs that I hated. God showed me my strengths and my weaknesses. It doesn't make sense to whine or complain when you're working in a job that you hate, because you're there for a reason. Ecclesiastes 3, 1 through 15. Determine the lesson that you need to learn and work towards that outcome. The majority of the lessons that you need to learn on the job are spiritual. For example, you may have a problem with prioritizing, so God sends you in a job that requires you to be organized because He knows the plans He has in store for you require this skill set. Or you may be there to help strengthen someone else in need. I can't tell you how many times I've been on the job that I hated, but ended up connecting with someone else who truly needed my advice, and vice versa. Regardless of whether you hold the key to answering someone's question or they have the ability to answer yours, none of this will be possible if you're not open to the possibility that God is trying to strengthen you. 2, it's an opportunity to share your faith. Now, I know this one might be a controversial one for some people, and I'm sure we've encountered someone who talks about Jesus every 5 minutes. That's a complete turnoff, and that's not the type of opportunity that I'm talking about. Actions speak much louder than words. If you're truly being the light that God calls for us to be, which is in Matthew 5:14, then people are going to be drawn towards you. I'm often asked for advice, which is hilarious to me because I really don't hang out with anyone at work. I do this by choice because I learned very early on in life, at work, I can stay in a drama-free zone a lot longer if you hang out by yourself. So, however, if someone opens the door asking for my help, you better believe I will walk through it and give them my opinion, which will always stem from the Bible, which can be found in Romans 1 or Galatians 5, etc. I always pray that God provides me with the wisdom and knowledge to say the right thing and the courage and strength to know when and where to execute those things. If you do it this way, even if someone does not agree with you, you won't come across as overly preachy, but you still can take comfort in the fact that you took your shot in glorifying God. Point number 3, it's an opportunity to work on your patience. Life isn't always going to work according to our schedule. We have to recognize that Satan will always place all sorts of obstacles in our way to keep us from living the extraordinary life that God has in store for us. Sadly, many of us will never make it to see this because we gave up too soon. We choose to whine or become complacent in our roles. Both options will never produce the success and freedom that we desperately seek. What will change our circumstance is our mindset, placing God first. Put forth the extra effort to show him that you're willing to let him take the wheel. For example, I wake up at 5 a.m. to do Bible study every morning during the work week. It helps me to set the tone for the day. Even if I don't end up having a great day, God knows that my heart was in the right spot. I also have a variety of side hustles and activities that bring me absolute joy outside of my 9-to-5. So let me give you a quick rundown of all the activities that I typically do right after work. Now, obviously not, I can't do multiple of these within the same day, but again, these are a lot of the activities that I do right after work, depending upon what day of the week. You know, I exercise. My goal is to one day hopefully get certified teaching Zumba or some other dance fitness class. I consult with small business owners who want to learn how to start and promote their own online businesses via my one-on-one sessions or workshops or online courses. I write content for my Starring You blog and my Hustle and Faith blog. So this podcast right here has a blog that accompanies it. My Starring You blog has a podcast that accompanies it as well. You know, and I actually create, edit, and produce the content for both of them. I also do voiceover work. So I've been doing a lot of voiceover work lately. So that's a service that has really taken off, and I thoroughly enjoy doing voiceover work for tutorials, online courses, a lot of things of that nature. I sell a variety of print-on-demand items like t-shirts, and I'm working on creating my own Etsy store with, you know, along with learning the ropes of starting my own store on Amazon as well. So I hope to sell some products on Amazon too, in addition to the t-shirts that I'm already selling. I also teach English online. So I'm really into teaching, if you can't tell. I really enjoy helping other people achieve their dreams. And I've been teaching English online for almost 6 years. Yes, 6 years now. It's something that I thoroughly enjoy. And I have met so many different people all over the world. I literally feel like I have a friend in all the countries that I one day hope to visit. So that's something that I do as well. I also take Spanish lessons. So I've been doing that on and off for a while too. So I take Spanish lessons online, and I've soon decided that I'm going to start learning Italian. So that's another thing, because for some reason I have quite a few Italian students. So I'm going to be crossing that off my bucket list as well. Okay. So as an African-American woman, I could complain all day long about how unfair it is to work in the corporate world, or I can choose to go to God in prayer and let him take care of the situation for me. I choose to do the latter. Now, when you let God take care of the situation, that doesn't mean that you sit back and do nothing. You have to put forth the effort to put him first, then start acquiring the knowledge you need to help make his job even easier when he sees fit for you to make the transition into your dream job. Trust me, guys. Now, all of these steps are easier said than done. We're all on different journeys, so we should not fall into the trap of comparing ourselves to other people. It may take some of us longer to achieve our ultimate goal, but if you view your 9-to-5 from this perspective, rest assured that he can and he will. Thanks so much for listening to today's episode. If you enjoy listening to Hustle and Faith and would like to support the show, please consider sharing it with your friends, rate or leave a review, donate, or make a purchase at Starring You Crew, our fitness apparel shop. Remember, if you're everything to everyone, then risk being no one. You never know who you will inspire. See you in the next episode.